hopeless daters.
One dating app that dares you to swipe right.
The question is,
whose love life is more tragic?
It's Battle of the Tinder Dates.
It's the dating game show that's filed for Chapter 9 six times in the last 4 years.
Whoa. Okay.
I mean, it's financially unsustainable, but I don't know. I guess we're just going to keep doing it.
I think that's what radio does, right?
It's Battle of the Tinder Dates, yeah, where two of our listeners go head-to-head to figure out whose dating life is the most disastrous. We'll explain the rules in just a second, but first, let's meet today's contestants. In this corner, she has two fridges in her home, one for regular food, and another filled entirely with Stouffer's for when she's sad.
Oh, yeah!
It's Lasagna Tanya.
Oh, my God.
Hey!
Woof, woof, woof. That is an amazing nickname.
Dude, even without a description,
totally.
Lasagna Tanya, give it to me.
And in the other corner, she's a recovering addict. Her drug of choice, low-life men. She's going through withdrawals, so speak quietly to jittery Jessica.
What's up?
What's up, Jessica? Here's how the game works. One contestant's going to start by telling one of their worst dating stories, then the other will try and counter with a nightmare story of their own. We're going to go back and forth for three rounds, and then afterwards, we will declare a winner. All right, are our contestants ready?
Ready.
Okay, they
All right.
are.
Excited.
Tanya, we're going to kick it off with you. Let's hear your first horrible dating story.
All right. So I matched with this guy who wanted to meet me at a local coffee shop.
Okay.
So while we're waiting for our order, he tells me that the only reason he matched with me was because he saw I'm a teacher and he needed to study for a test at his community college.
What? Wait, what?
Not how it He's trying to get free tutoring out of you.
Listen, he pulls out his books and spreads them out across the table for me to take him to class, and not in a sexy way.
Did you help him?
Yeah, he's just trying to get ahead in life.
I hope you didn't.
Hell no. I took my coffee that I paid for, and I walked out of there.
Look at that.
Teaching him a life lesson. No handouts.
Poor man.
All right, Jessica, what do you got?
This guy invited me over to his house, which is always a gamble, but he's promising me a nice steak dinner and a movie. So I get there expecting this home-cooked meal. Turns out he ordered from a local diner.
Okay.
You know you don't get a good steak from a diner.
Yeah, whenever you get steak delivered, it's always, like, disappointing.
Overdone.
Yeah. Never good.
Sitting in its own grease.
Yeah.
But I stuck with it, and then halfway through the movie, he gets a text from a friend telling him to get online.
What?
And he pauses the movie and switched on Call of Duty. And then he tells me, just hang on a minute, babe.
I mean, it was like you guys were 3 years into a relationship is what it sounds like.
You didn't support him as he went into war?
Yeah.
No. That wasn't very nice. All right, round one is over. Let's kick off round two. Tanya.
Okay, well, I went to dinner with this guy. It was a nice place. Okay. When I show up, he whistled at me like a dog.
No.
Oh, my God.
No.
Yes.
Like, come here, girl.
Not like a foxy whistle, like a call whistle.
Like a call whistle, and this man could project, let me tell you.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, okay, you know, maybe this is just his sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
But throughout the meal, while we're talking, he sporadically just started, like, petting my head.
like you're a good dog?
Exactly. Now, I call him out on it. I'm like, dude, what's going on? Like, you're patting my head, you're petting me, you whistled at me. He started crying because it turns out he lost his dog a couple of weeks before, and he said it must be a subconscious thing.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
that's so sad and embarrassing.
You should have humped his leg.
Yeah.
All right, Jessica, you're up.
All right, so I went to brunch with this guy, and he orders an omelet.
Okay.
And while he's chewing, he sneezes, and part of the omelet comes out of his nose, landing right on the table.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm so grossed out.
What a picture that you just painted.
It's landed on the table, and he calmly uses his fork and scoops it up and eats it.
No. Stop. I'm never eating an omelet.
Let's
again.
Quickly move on to round three and get that image out of your head.
For life.
Tanya, save us with your worst dating story.
So this dude asks me very straightforward to Netflix and chill.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So I go over there after the chill portion, he pulls out his phone and takes a selfie of us. And I was just like, what are you doing? Yeah. And he proceeds to nonchalantly tell me that he's sending it to his ex-wife.
Oh, my God.
What?
So I was like, what are you talking about? And he was like, yeah, I need her to know that I'm back in the game.
Oh, my God.
He was bragging about you. It's a good thing.
No, he was being petty.
Oh, okay.
Two different things.
I don't know how this works. Jessica, it's your last shot. Give us your best dating story right now. Here we go.
So a guy offers to pick me up. Pulls up in a white van. I get in. I'm looking around and hearing these loud screaming sounds.
What?
And I'm like, what is that noise?
Yeah.
And he says, oh, they're rats. I just have a few deliveries left to these exotic pet owners.
Oh, no. He's delivering rat food.
Yeah, so I had to sit in the van for the next 20 minutes as he delivered these rats to their doom.
Yeah. Oh, no, they're feeder rats.
Yeah. I mean, okay. I'm sure you're real hungry for dinner after that.
Yeah. Oh, gross.
Yeah, you stuck around for the date after all the rats were being delivered?
Well, he picked me up, and I was already too far from home.
Trapped in the rat van.
All right. That's the final bell. It means the match is over. That was, oh my God.
Yeah, it was a lot.
I don't even have the words for it. Let's just go to the judges and get your final scorecards. Brooke?
There's no way I can't give my vote to Jessica. Rat cage van, sneeze onion, all of it. Jessica, that was terrible.
All right, we got one for Jessica.
Yep.
Jose, who are you giving your vote to?
I gotta go with Lasagna Tanya with the freaking ex-wife in bed. Oh, my God.
Okay, that's one each. And for me, I think the revenge selfie sent to the ex-wife takes it for me.
What?
That's why,
that
Tanya,
crazy.
You are our winner. Congratulations.
Yeah, Lasagna Tanya.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you won.
You're the grand champion of sadness. You have the most unenviable dating life we've ever heard.
I knew it.
I knew that this was my calling to share the horror.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yes.
We're lucky to have met you.
There's going to be one normal guy out there for you, Tanya, I promise.
Don't make promises you can't keep.
Yeah, don't get my hopes up.
All right, that's Battle of the Tinder Dates. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.